Welcome to Torah Simecha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu Perek Mem Aleph, Chapter 41. Chapter 41 begins with Hashem speaking to the nations of the world. Hacharishu alayim, be quiet to me, small nations. Hashem tells the nations of the world to listen, not by telling them to listen specifically, but by telling them to be quiet. Because as the Mefarshim point out, ki hamedaber lo yishma v'lo ya'azin, someone who is speaking cannot hear and cannot listen. A practical lesson that we can all use. Ule'umim yachalifu koach, and large nations renew your strength. Yikshu az yidabru yachdav, come close and we will speak together. B'mishpat nikriva, let us come close to judgment. Hashem invites the nations of the world to come in judgment with him, to lay stake to their claim. And what is their claim, as we've seen before? That B'nai Yisrael, the Jewish people, will never be redeemed because they are too sinful. To that claim, Hashem responds in verse 2, Mihi ir mi mizrach tzedek, yikra'ehu liraglo, yitain lefanav goyim umalachim yard, yitain ke'efer charbo kikash nidaf kashto. Who was awakened from the east? Righteousness called his legs. This refers to Avram Avinu, who came from the east to Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, in response to Hashem's command. Tzedek yikra'ehu liraglo. He came because righteousness called his legs, because he knew it was the right thing to do. And therefore, yitain lefanav goyim, nations were given in front of him, umalachim yard, and kings were subjugated by him. Yitain ka'afar harbo, their swords were made like dust, kikash nidaf kashto, and like straw their bows were blown away. This refers to the subjugation of the four kings by Avram Avinu. The narrative continues in Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, Yerdefeim ya'avor shalom, he chased them and passed in peace. Orach baraglav lo yavo, from a place where his legs have never gone before. Meaning he had a great victory with no casualties, in a place where he had never been, in a place very unlikely for him to be victorious. And how did all of this happen? Mi pa'al va'asa, who acted and this happened? Korei hadoros merosh, he who called all generations from the beginning? And who is that, of course? Ani Hashem rishon ve'es acharonim anihu. I am Hashem, the first, and I am also with the last. I am He. This is Hashem's answer to the claim of the nations of the world. You may think it impossible for me to redeem this small nation, but I will do so just as I made Avram Avinu, a single unlikely victor, victorious over the people of his time. But the Nevi continues, not about Hashem's absolute power, but about the difference between Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people, and other nations. What was the response of the nations of the world when they saw Avraham's victory? Let us look at verse 5, Pasuk Hey. Ra'uim v'yira'u, kitso sa'aretz yecharadu, karvu v'yesayun. The small nations saw and they were scared. The edges of the earth saw and they shook with fear. And they came close and went beseechingly to Avraham. Clearly they were scared and they saw some special providence that brought about his victory. But, ish esre'ehu ya'azoru ul'achiv yomar chazak. Even though, they saw that Avraham's God had special providence, that he had brought this miraculous victory. This did not move them to repent or to change their ways. They were so dedicated to their Avodah Zarah that they refused to change. And this is the chizuk, or the strengthening, referred to in Pasuk Vav, in verse 6. Each man would incite the other, and they would strengthen each other to do Avodah Zarah despite what they had seen with Avraham. Pasuk Zion, verse 7, even describes further that they would put the idols back together in makeshift ways with clues and other means and pretend that they were fine all the time, knowingly fooling themselves and their friends that the Avodah Zarah was fine and that they should stay dedicated to their old ways. This, of course, is in contrast to the Jewish people. And let us look at Pasuk Ches, verse 8, Va'ata Yisrael Avdi, but you, Bnei Yisrael, are my servant, Yaakov Asher Becharticha, Yaakov that I have chosen. Zera Avraham Avdi, you are the descendants of Avraham, and you behave as he did. As opposed to Avraham, who left everything and changed all his ways to follow Hashem, the nations of the world refused to change even when they saw his great strength. You, the Jewish people, are the descendants of Avraham. You are the ones that I have chosen. You are my servants. The Psukim go on to explain in detail that Hashem is still devoted to us due to our special nature. Avdi ata, b'charticha v'lo ma'asticha. You are my servants. I have chosen you and I have not rejected you. Do not be scared because I am with you. Al tira ki imcha ani. Al tishta, do not become dismayed. Ki ani elokecha, because I am your God. Imatzticha, I have strengthened you. Afazarticha, I have even helped you. Aftimachticha, I have even supported you. Be amin tzidki, with the right hand of righteousness. Heini voshuvi kalmu, kol hanecharim b'cha, yehiyu ka'ayin. They are the ones who will be ashamed and humiliated. Those who are angry with you now will be like nothing. Yovdu anshei rivecha, and those who fight with you will be lost. A direct contradiction to the claim of the nations of the world, that they claim because of our weakness, eventually we will be lost. And Hashem says, no, you are my chosen people, and eventually they will be lost, and you will be sustained forever because you are my servants, and I am with you. The Navi then expands on the obviously incongruous physical situation in which we find ourselves in exile. We are a nation small in number and physical power. The Navi explains that our own physical power doesn't matter at all, because Hashem will help us. In this context, the Navi calls Bnei Yisrael a tola'as, a worm, which does not seem to be a flattering comparison. A combination of Radak and Rashi explain that a worm is physically small and weak, but its strength is in its mouth. Though its body is very soft, it can gnaw into the hardest wood and trees and destroy them. In the same way, Bnei Yisrael are physically weak and insignificant, but the power that we have is in our mouths, in our prayers. We can destroy them all using the power of our mouths, as the psukim continue, that we will become like a threshing iron that will destroy mighty mountains and make them into dust. Despite our small numbers, with our resistance and dedication, the Umos HaOlam, the nations of the world, are the ones who will scatter like dust, and Bnei Yisrael will rejoice in Hashem. As it says at the end of Pasuk Tes Zayin, and at the end of this section, Va'ata Tagil BaHashem, and you will rejoice with Hashem, Biktosh Yisrael Tis Halal, in the Holy One of Israel you will take glory. Until this point, this chapter echoes themes that we already heard about in the last. The nation of Israel retains their special status despite their sins. First, the Navi emphasizes the uniqueness of Bnei Yisrael, first shown by Avraham Avinu and the contrast to the other nations. The continuation of the Perek shows that even if it is true that we have sinned, the Navi still recognizes our spiritual power, and that the spiritual power will eventually overcome the physical power of the other nations. While it is true that we are not hopeless or forsaken, we have fallen from lofty heights of our former spiritual greatness. And thus the Navi continues comparing us to those who are thirsty. According to some, this is a physical concern, and our return to the land of Israel, that we will lack in water and physical sustenance, and Hashem will provide for us miraculously and in abundance. Many Mefarshim highlight the connection between the Psukim here and in Amos, Perek Ches, chapter 8, where it says that at the end of days there will be a hunger or a thirst, not for bread and water, but for the word of Hashem. So too, some Mefarshim say that here the thirst is allegorical and is speaking about our situation while in exile, where we lack Torah and connection to Hashem. Ha'ani'im v'ha'evyonim v'vakshim mayim v'ayin. Those who are poor and those who are destitute seek water, but there is none. L'shonam batzama nishata, ani Hashem, et neim Elokei Yisrael v'lo ezveim. I, Hashem, will answer them and not desert them. Not only does Hashem provide for them, but Eftach al shfa'im naharos uvesoch beka'os mayanos. Asim midbar la'aga mayim v'eretz tzia l'motza'i mayim. I will open rivers on hilltops, and in valleys I will open springs. I will make a desert into a pond of water, and a parched land I will make into the origin of water. Despite the fact that we seem all dried up, Hashem will turn our spiritually lacking people into a spiritually vibrant one. Places that were barren of Torah will become sources of Torah wisdom, and those whose hearts were closed to understanding will become sensitive and will look to understand Torah. The Pasuk then mentions various trees that will grow in the desert. These are trees that usually grow only with an abundance of water. Rashi says that these symbolize Tov, goodness, Chachma, wisdom, and Shalom, peace. These things will grow in places that one never thought they could. Just like these trees that usually grow only in forests will grow in the desert. In Galus, in exile, we may yearn for all of these things and think, how will the Jewish people rise to the occasion and deserve to connect to Hashem's revelation and wisdom? And Hashem tells us, you will all eventually become open to and sensitive to, and even sources of great scholarship and growth, and eventually even nevuah, prophecy as well. Leman yirdu v'yedu v'yasimu v'yaskilu yachtav ki yad Hashem asazos. And why does all this happen? In order that they will see and they will know and they will pay attention and they will understand altogether that the hand of Hashem has done this. Kedosh Yisrael bira'ah. And the Holy One of Israel has created it. The Mefarshim say that this alludes both to Bnei Israel and the nations of the world, that that all of us should know and believe that Hashem is there, chooses Bnei Israel, and will eventually return us to our spiritual glory. And now we return to the beginning of the perek, the chapter. Hashem again invites the nations of the world to contend with him. He invites them to bring their strongest claims against him and against the Jewish people. Hashem even suggests that they bring their idols and let us see how powerful they really are. V'yagidu lanu es asher tikrena. Let them tell us what will happen in the future, and that way we will know that they are real gods and have the power to perpetrate good or evil. But of course, as we see in verse 24, Heina tem me'ayin ufa'alchem me'afa to'eva yivchar bachem. Behold, you are from nothing, and your deeds are deceit or naught. It would be an abomination to choose you. Hashem, in contrast, foretells the future, as of course idols cannot. Ha'irosi mitzafon vayas. I have awakened someone from the north, and he has come. Mimizrach shemesh yikra. From the east, someone calls bishmi, in my name. We mentioned at the beginning of the last perek that Yeshayahu's prophecy will mostly be about the final redemption, but some will be about the redemption from Babylonia as well. This verse could refer either to Koresh, the Persian king, who will vanquish Babylonia and put in motion the events that will lead to the building of the second temple by Yesheni, or this verse could refer to the end of days, and he who calls in my name will be Mashiach. Either way, the context is that Hashem here is foretelling the future, that the Jews will be called to Jerusalem, both at the end of the 7th year Babylonian exile, and at the end of the exile in which we currently find ourselves with the coming of Mashiach. We will thus see that Hashem is the true God, who can not only accomplish these things, but reveal their occurrence in advance. In contrast, lahavdil, to the false gods, who of course cannot predict or cause anything. And so ends the debate between the nations of the world and its creator. Thank you for learning together. Li'ilui Neshmas, Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.